Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you serious?
Hello, I'm Nick Bright. He is Marcus Brondi. You are listening right now to How to Kill an Hour. This is the podcast all about tech. What are we doing today, Marcus?
We're just having a little look in the world of tech and things that are related to tech, things that are trending out there on the Twitter. And you know the old Twitter? Seeing how that goes down?
Love the Twitter.
Love the Twitter. You know what I mean? But there's something that's this isn't really techie, he says at the start of the tech podcast, but there's something that people have been talking about online quite a lot. And I don't think people realise that there was a seasonal situation when it came to our eight-legged friends, the arachnids, aka spiders. And in case you aren't aware, mid-September, and to be fair, a little bit of August, is spider season. So if you've been seeing a lot of spiders, have you been seeing a lot of spiders around me?
Loads. So my the room that I'm sat in right now is at the bottom of my garden. Caveat this with my garden is very small, as in like it's probably about four steps from my back door to the door of this little studio room.
That's not how you measure acres, Nick. Don't try it. Your steps are massive. Nick's got a farm. If you listen carefully, you will hear chickens, sheep, and also the Middle Earth because it's that big.
I've got a filter on at the minute, so you can't hear it. But there's always like flipping annoying spiders, and I've got this like stick thing, and I have to like always whack their, I don't know, webs and shit out the way. Otherwise, I'd walk into them.
Mm-mm.
It's annoying. I have to do it like daily at the minute as well.
They've got a gymnastic. Do you know what I'm impressed with spiders, Nick? Before we get into this, is you know like for example. Outside the office, there's a lamppost, which is a meter away from the actual building, right, where the studio is. And then there's the wall where the office is. So does the spider climb all the way down across the floor with the thread coming out of its bum, then climb up the lamppost, stick a bit of stuff there, then climb along their thread? Do you know what I mean? Like if I was at a Grand Canyon and I wanted to get to the other side via a rope, I'd have to climb down, walk across it and tie the rope up at each side, wouldn't I? Is that what they do?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because if you watch, I try not to research spiders at all because I hate them. Mm. But if you watch Spider-Man, surely they can just like blast webs out of their wrists, their multiple wrists. Why do they have to climb up shit? Can't they just go?
That was X-Men. Sorry, Spider-Man. I don't know, mate. But there is. But are you getting the? By the way, anyway, back to your spiders. Are you getting the big ones, like the big fuckers? You know, like the big hairy, big teeth ones.
I'm not getting the. I have done a bit of research about this. There's a spider that we refer to. I don't know its like technical name, but over here there's a spider that we refer to as a house spider.
Yes.
And they're kind of like the big black ones that you find in your house.
Yep.
Like they're massive, big fuckers. And they actually, do you know, the common mistake that people make with house spiders is if they catch them and not kill them. I'm going to admit right now, people, I'm a killer, not a catcher. Right? Just putting that out there right now, because I don't want motherfuckers coming back.
That's going to become a political stance in a few years' time. You better be careful with that, Nick.
I'll clip that. Motherfuckers coming back. You know what I mean?
Get out of my country.
Like I'm like, you're out of here. But anyway, with house spiders, people catch them like under a glass, don't they? And then they put a bit of paper underneath and then they put them outside.
Yeah.
That's stupid. They don't live outside. Those type of spiders, they actually they actually come from North Africa.
Yeah.
So they want the dry warmth of mm-hmm. your home.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be outside. So you put them outside, they'll just come back in your yard or go to someone else's yard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a mistake. So you're better off just like, you know what I'm saying?
You're not you don't pull off a leg and throw it outside so that everyone sees what happens if they come around your house. You don't do that, no?
Only because I fucking hate spiders. Like, I can't get near them. These people that can like touch them and that, mate. I went to the zoo one time, yeah? Not even that long ago. This is like pre-pandemic, but I went to the zoo. And you know, you could do those things where like you hold a tarantula.
Yeah.
There was this little, she must have been about no older than 5, this little girl. And she had this fucking tarantula in her hand. It was like bigger than her hand. And I was like, fuck that shit. She's 5 years old, this little girl, and she's doing that. If they brought that near me, the way I'd be screaming down the whole place. Fucking hell. It was bad enough being in the same big ass like room where the tarantula is just like outside. Why is it not in its fucking, I don't know, not cage, but why is it not in its like tank thing? You know what I mean? Bringing that motherfucker out here. I've seen a video as well that knocked me sick before as well. It was on the Bakerloo line of the London Underground, the line that you should know well because mm-hmm. it goes into West London, your ends. And a fucking tarantula was on the loose on the fucking train. It must have been someone's pet because obviously they don't live over here in this country because the climate's not warm enough. But there was a fucking tarantula on the Bakerloo line. Fuck me, mate. If I saw that. You can't even escape. You can't poor even escape. Thing.
The poor spider must be so scared.
No, me, poor me, mate. I'd pull the emergency fucking alarm. I don't know what I'd do.
If you pulled the alarm, though, you'd have to stay in the train. It would stop. Oh, can you imagine you did that and you were scared? Oh.
What can you do? Because it's like, when it's in between stations, you can't even get off anyway. You can't do nothing.
Mm, yeah. What if poor thing was just trying to travel to work? It was trying to get to Elephant and Castle to get, you know, a good job on. And then everyone's making it feel awkward. Oh, poor spider. I didn't know you were that scared of them, man. They are creepy. I will say they are weird because they have got 8 legs and they don't look like, you know, and they can move quite fast. But, you know, they're there to get rid of flies. And I hate mosquito bites. I fucking hate them because I'm like a little bit allergic to them, right?
Yeah, that's horrible.
So I'm like, I'd rather have a spider walking around because I've never been bitten by one of those. But I get it. They do look creepier. But I got some news for you, Nick. Even if you are spotlessly clean and your gaff's in really good shape, you're still likely to have plenty of creepy crawlies. Now, there's loads of numbers flying around with regards to how many should be in your house. Some of them are astronomical, but a very good source said that there are up to 20 to 40 spiders in your property at any time.
Which is mad, isn't it? I think I've seen this article or that number touted around before as well. I mean, you can't think too deeply about it, though, can you? You know, that's like saying, you know, there's that stat in London, you're never more than X amount of feet away from a rat. Shit like that, because that's just the way it is in the world, isn't it?
I heard a podcast the other day try and say that the UK has more rats than New York. I was like, get the fuck out of here, mate. No, they said London has more rats than New York. I was like, get the fuck out of here. 6 million people in London, 10 million people in New York, and they don't have anywhere to put the bins. Shut up, man.
Listen.
Later. I'm not having that.
I swear, man, when I went to New York, mate, I turned down one road and there was just a group of rats like, hey, what are you doing here? You doing here? Huh? Hey, you British motherfucker, what you doing here?
Hey, you little limey, what are you saying, limey? What are you doing, you little limey? Huh?
That may or may not be true, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, man, no, 100% was true, man. You get me? And then they were chilling out with their mates, the Ninja Turtles, and you know, it's all facts.
Splinter was there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He is a rat, don't
he? He is a rat, yeah. He's the Mac Daddy, the Rat Daddy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's also mating time for them, so they're running around a little bit, you know. A little bit randy as well. So, you know, that's why they might be acting a little bit erratically. And, you know, house spiders.
Wait, whoa. A little bit arachnidy, you should have said. Come on.
I don't know which Marcus sound effect. Is it going to be the right one? No, wrong one. No. There we go.
A little bit arachnidy, erratically.
Ooh. But it is a bit mad. But they can actually give you a nip though, the house spider nick. Their leg span can be the size of your hand when they get big as well. But it's down to how much they have eaten. They have got biting fangs, and when they have been breeding, I don't know, it's getting a bit much now thinking about them biting you. But anyway, at this time of year, the male spiders have the urge to mate, and they start wandering around looking for females. And that's when they mate, she lays the eggs, and the male usually dies. So that's why they're walking around, because they're just randy guys going out, spider pussy, spider pussy, spider pussy, there's some spider pussy. That's what they're thinking at the moment, do you know what I mean? But they're not likely to cause you harm, even if they do bite you. I hope that settled your fears for spiders, Nick.
Mate, they're not ever going to get near me to be able to bite me, because they will be dead. I've already told you. If I see one in my yard, because I'm so shook of them, I can't stand on them though, or go near them. You know what I do? I have to get like a heavy object and like drop it on it. That's what I do.
So you're like, there's a house spider, let's just drop something like a piano on it.
Well, maybe not a piano, but like an Argos catalogue.
An anvil.
You know, that kind of vibes. Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, that's pretty, all right. I get it. I'm not a spider killer per se, but you know, I understand, yeah, man, it.
Don't come around me. If any spiders are locked into this right now, you've been warned.
Yeah, they fuck you up. Right, anyway, Nick, Twitter, it wants to give you more control over who follows you without having to block accounts. So what the tech giant Twitter is currently doing is they're testing this new feature on the web that allows you to remove a person as a follower, but it's widely viewed as a soft block. For public accounts, this means the tweets will still be visible if the removed person decides to manually view the profile, but your tweets will no longer appear on their timeline. So it's less brutal than an outright block, which would result in the account from not seeing anything. And obviously, if they try and access your account, they're being blocked. But Twitter says it's an option being explored as a possible way to make it easier to be the curator of your own followers list. How do you feel about that soft block, by making sure that you don't turn up on other people's timelines?
Just fucking hard block them. Like, what? Like, what's the? What, I don't understand. It just feels pointless. If you're aggrieved enough to want to bin someone off of being able to see your tweets, just fucking block them.
Yeah.
I think it's just pointless. Why? For me, like, I don't know. The only scenario that I would, I mean, it's water for ducks back to me due to the industry that I'm in, but the only scenario where I would want someone not to see my tweets is if they were abusing me, or they were, you know, being abhorrent. So like, I would just block them. I wouldn't go, well, you're fucking horrible, I'm going to take you off of my followers list, but you'll still be able to see my tweets. You'll still be able to engage with them if you really hate me. No, just block.
Block, yeah. Mute block. Block and delete. Yeah. It's the one.
All of that.
I'm not.
See you later.
I'm not like a serial. I think I've blocked a few people. I'm not like a serial blocker, but like, I just think I don't care as much, really. But I'm like, people say whatever they want to say in it. But like,
same here. Like, I'm not big on it. But like, the thing is, I don't get it. You know, it's not like me and you aren't in the same space as, say, like fucking Premier League footballers.
Oh,
you
know, people are
getting like terrible racist abuse and shit like that. You know,
they should have an option for block all, and then unblock what they want to hear. Do you not think that should be an option? Like, for people that are high profile, or for everyone actually on social media, you can start off with blocking all. I guess that's when you start Twitter, innit? You just don't follow anyone.
Yeah.
But it would be good to just not have anyone. You can change who responds to your tweets now, though, can't you? You can lock off a tweet from comments and stuff like that. So that's
pretty
cool. I just
think, like, when you get to a certain level of fame, the mantra for me, if I was that famous, my mantra would be post, don't scroll. I wouldn't be on social media looking at, you know, chatty patty gossip and shit like that. Why? I'm a millionaire. I'm like doing other shit, real life shit with all my money. You know, me and my dad talk about this all the time. My dad's obviously from a different generation where, like, and even we are, to be fair, to the kids now who have literally had social media their whole lives, which is why they see it as so important. But like, if I was a millionaire, multi-millionaire, I wouldn't have any of it. Why bother? If I'm a footballer, I know I'm made for life, so I don't need social media really to enhance my career or anything like it. Like, I'm getting paid 150 grand a week, like, just to play football. Why the fuck do I need to be on Twitter seeing people call me a prick for playing badly and shit? Fuck that.
You can
talk into the... In fact, even if I did have Twitter, I would employ one of my boys to run Twitter for me. And I'd just say to them, don't tell me anything that's on there. I don't care about anything. You can run the account. You can take pictures of me and upload them or whatever, but I don't want to know anything about anything. And that way, you're like keeping your circle tight. You're paying one of your boys instead of a random social media company. Like, That's what I'd do, but that's just me, mate.
Yeah, 100%. No, I agree with you, mate. I think who's quite a prolific star that does it? Ed Sheeran does that, doesn't he? I feel like he doesn't really do social media anymore. Like, I feel like he just posts and keeps it moving. And I think...
Well, you know, I don't want to sound like a show-off, but I bumped into him at work the other day.
Yeah.
Because he was in pre-recording something at Radio 1. And I've known him for a long time. And it was a bit weird because, like, because he's dropped off. He's got Instagram, but, like, he doesn't follow me on Insta. So we haven't really chatted for ages because, like, we used to, like, talk on, like, text or on Twitter when he had Twitter. So I was like, is he even going to remember? Because this guy is obviously a fucking superstar, you know what I mean? Like, next level. But yeah, I bumped into him and he obviously remembered right away. And then we were chatting. He was like, oh, I'm in London for a bit. Like, you should shout me. And I was like, bro, you ain't got a phone no more. You don't Jeez. Even have a fucking mobile phone. Like, how am I meant to shout you? And then he's like, oh, just shout my manager and blah, blah, blah. I don't know whether I will. But like, yeah, like he's very much like that mantra that I said, post, don't scroll. He ain't looking at the comments. He ain't looking at that shit. And that's how it should be.
Yeah, he's operating on a different level. No phone. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what he, you know, I don't know whether he just only has a phone now for like super close people. Because even though I've known him for a long time, I wouldn't class myself as like, you know, one of his best mates.
But I reckon, bruv, if you're at that level, you can't really have a phone. Do you know how many people would just be trying to drop you a line every day to chat? You can't have a phone, bruv.
Well, I think that's what happened, honestly, because he used to, like, what you got to remember about him is he went from literally zero to fucking hero. Like, he went from zero, quick, like nothing, busking in, like, on the street, essentially begging, sofa surfing, to one of the biggest global superstars in the world, you know, like, like multi-millionaire, maybe even a billionaire. I haven't checked it up.
He's probably the most profitable person because his band consists of him and a fucking guitar.
Yeah, and a loop pedal. So it's like, you know, he's, and he, don't forget, he's doing stadium shows. When he does a tour, Ed tours for like 2 years solidly every night in a fucking stadium.
Shit.
So yeah, the reason he probably got rid of his old phone is because he met so many people on the come up. And I don't say this to be disrespectful to anyone, because don't forget, I'm one of those people as well. Because he met so many people on the come up, he's outgrown a lot of those people. And those people have all got his number and are all hollering at him and are all like messaging him and blah, blah, blah. And it just probably became overwhelming. So like, if I was him, that's exactly what I would have done. I would have like dropped out that phone, started a brand new phone and just had like close people in that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I'd... Honestly, if I was at his level, I'd just be like, you know what? I'll have, you know how you have your mate handling the Twitter? You'd have a mate handling your phone, innit? That's what you'd have. That's what you'd have. Wow. But yeah, Twitter's trying to help make social media a safer space. So Nick and I mean, I'm going to speak on it, but I'd say, yeah, well done for trying to make it a safer space. But I think you, the user, I think we forget sometimes how much control we have of the stuff that's out there. Do you know what I mean? I think maybe the newer generations, because they've grown up with social media, they feel that it's, I don't know. Like, I remember some people that I know now that are my age, that are over the age of 30, get upset if somebody unfollows them on social media or doesn't like their picture. And didn't you see my thing that I posted? Nah, mate. Like, do you know what I mean?
Take
I think
it personally. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It's not real. Do you know what I mean? It's not the real world. So, you know, but for some people, it's realer than real interactions. But that's a whole nother story. Right, let's finish off on a super simple one then, Nick.
Go on.
There is an asteroid called Cleopatra with a K. And it is shaped like a dog bone. That's right. There's a giant dog bone asteroid that has been captured by astronomers. It's a space rock. It's called Cleopatra. It orbits the sun between Mars and Jupiter, and it has two moons. It's the most unusual object in the solar system, and it's spinning at an astonishing speed. It's been fascinating and has been enjoyed by stargazers for 140 years since it was first spotted in 1880. It's got two lobes connected by a thin neck, which led to it being dubbed the Dog Bone Asteroid. There you go.
And the astronomers are definitely getting a boner.
Huh? 1 second, Nick. Let me fetch some more information.
Oh my gosh.
Come on. It's mostly metal. It's 168 miles long and 58 miles wide. Much bigger than people have previously believed. New images of it show it's unprecedented detail viewed at different angles as it rotates around. It was viewed at different times in 2017 and 2019 by the VLT. Do you want to guess what VLT stands for?
Voluntary. Voluntary lager twats. Am I close?
No, that's the name for drunk people who you have to kick out a pub at like 11:30 when you've closed. It's the very large telescope. That's what it stands for.
Well, mine was better.
Yeah, I like voluntary lager twats. I'm one of those sometimes.
That's the same, mate.
There we go.
You get a lot of them, you know, in central London on the weekends.
Cleopatra is 125 million miles from Earth at its closest, and its apparent size in the sky is equivalent to looking at a golf ball that's about 25 miles away. So it's quite small. And its observations identify its dimensions and mass more accurately than ever before, and it's also shedding light on how its moons that are orbiting it are formed. So, you know, it's a big one. It's a big one, but it's shaped like a dog bone. In fact, one more thing before we get out of here, Nick, switch on to it. I'd like to do some future gazing on the pod. Apple's about to announce what's happening for its new iPhone in probably the next week or so, depending on when this pod drops. And with the ongoing threat of coronavirus, it's going to be a virtual event hosted online so everyone can tune in and watch it unveil its latest products. It's new iPhone time of the year, Nick.
Is it actually though? These Apple motherfuckers, man, I tell you, don't get me started. Are they going to actually fucking bring one out? Because it's normally October time, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So this is it. This could be the one. This could be it, Nick.
Yeah, but notice what you're saying. Could. This could be the one. This could. Like, because these guys are such fucking snakes. Like, it upsets me because, I don't know. I know they will never do this because they want people to just keep buying their products all the time. But like, I think there should be a grace period where, like, if you buy a new iPhone and then a new one comes out within 2 months, you should be able to fucking take that old one back or get money, not take it back, but they should refund you a certain amount of money because the old one obviously drops down massively in price when a new one comes out. It's infuriating.
I think for me personally, I like to just stay up there with the latest phone, innit? It's got to be done, mate.
No, I get that. But like sometimes people hold off waiting for a new one and it don't come. And then other times they just randomly drop a new one and you're like, what the fuck is wrong with you lot? You know what I mean?
I think there is going to be a bit of a price drop because instead of just going from a regular, because we've gone from 12 to 12 Pro Max, right? Or 12 Pro to 12 Pro Max. So now that we've had the Pro, it's time for the 13, innit? It's time for the 13.
But normally by this point, someone has conveniently left an iPhone prototype in a pub or a bar in bloody Silicon Valley, which I think is like obviously done on purpose to generate heat. I haven't seen anything like that yet, but maybe you have.
I've not seen anything. I've had a few people talking about perhaps it's a foldable one.
Oh,
perhaps it's that. But I don't know if, I think the whole foldable phone thing might be a bit of a gimmick. You know,
bullshit,
I think
it's, mate.
Yeah.
It's bollocks. Like, ain't nobody out there. Well, I have not spoke to one person. Maybe it's different for you, Marcus. I ain't spoke to one person who's like, do you know what I really want? I really want a folding iPhone. Not one person has said that.
Nah, it's just one extra thing to do to your phone to have a look at it. So
it's because they're getting to the stage where innovation is becoming quite hard beyond what we have already. And people are just like, what can we do that will generate interest? But a folding one for me is just not the one. What would be better for me is like, obviously battery life is always, you know, something that we all want improving, but that's down to the battery tech, not really the phone companies. For me, do you know the selfie camera?
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause the back cameras now obviously are sick and you've got the, you know, the wide lens and you can do all kinds of stuff. They've got the night mode, which is really good. Have you ever shot a picture in night mode without the flash?
Mate, fantastic. The things you can shoot.
It's really good. Like, but the front camera is still such a letdown for me. Like, if you take some pictures on the front camera, they're still like grainy. Obviously it depends on light. If you've got perfect light settings, the front camera will work cool. But like, I don't know, in low light, it's still a bit meh.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's something they can improve 100%, because in this Zoom age where people are using Zoom and stuff, you want that front camera to be working wherever you are. So the better quality camera you have, the better. So yeah, like a truly balanced front and rear camera is something.
Or right, Marcus, here's one for you.
Yep.
On the back, I got my iPhone in my hand right now. On the back, next to the three cameras that you have up there, you know, you got the three. Have you got the same? Have you got a 12 Pro?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, man. 12 Pro Max.
Three cameras there, and then on the right hand side, you've got like a space with nothing in it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
All right.
If they could somehow put like a small screen in there, like a small screen that so you don't even know it's there though, you know, like, you know, like you can get those TVs that look like paintings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so if they could somehow get the technology to like put a small screen in there, but you couldn't tell it's there until you activate it so that you can use the back camera for selfies as well. Cause obviously the back camera is way better.
I see what you mean there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there were phones that had that in the past, you know.
Yeah, yeah, there were, but we're in a day and age now where tech is way better, so you could potentially do something like that. The screen doesn't have to be even like a good quality screen. It's just so you can see what you're pointing at if you're taking a selfie from the, using the back camera, because the back cameras are obviously way better than the selfie cam. But then does that completely rid the need for? No, it will never rid the need for the front camera because we use Zoom and stuff now. But yeah, you know what I mean. I'm thinking out loud here.
That's fine. This is exactly what I wanted to get at, because I kind of wanted you to, I was going to ask you what you thought we could expect from the new devices, because I'll tell you what they, so we're looking at maybe iPad up for a refresh. We're looking at, it's time for a new watch as well. And I'm thinking a big thing for Apple, because like you said, tech is kind of, we're waiting for a big breakthrough, but at the moment it's how can they make improvements? And for me, it's how they can get data off you, and not in a narcissistic or in a kind of negative way. But I mean, like, for example, they've really focused on health last year. So remember they talked about the drop protection, like if you fall over, your watch will be like, have you fallen over? And if you don't reply, it will call the police or emergency services. So that means that you now want to give your nan an Apple Watch. Now you have the ECG, so it can check if you have, like, you know, irregular heartbeats, which can be something that's quite intermittent. So you could have irregular heartbeats at 4 a.m. every morning that could be a problem, but you'd never know about it unless you was wearing your watch then. And then now I think obviously because of the coronavirus, I think maybe some sort of temperature thing could be interesting. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, and obviously they'd never say like, this is, you know, corona proof or whatever, but the fact that you have information about your temperature, and that's it. So on the latest watch, I can check my blood O2 via the watch. So like, you know, a big thing about coronavirus is if you can feel fine, but you can have a low O2 level in your blood, oxygen level in your blood. So that could be an indicator that you're not well. So maybe temperature could be something that they throw in. You know, Apple Watch Series 7 is what we'll be looking at. So yeah, I think that could be something they throw at us. And with the phone, I have no idea how they'll improve it. You know, Nick, maybe smaller. They might go a bit smaller this time.
But I don't know about you. I kind of feel like my 12 Pro, I really like the size of the 12 Pro. I like the feel of the 12 Pro.
Got the edges again.
Yeah, I like the edges. I feel like I feel like it'll be hard to improve this for me, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I like the 12 Pro Max. It's got to be one of my favorite iPhones. It feels proper solid and sturdy. It's doing its job. The batteries are better in this as well. I don't know about you, but I've not had the battery problem that people have had, which is where their batteries are rinsed by now. I think they've improved on it a bit. But yeah, so all right, cool. I think I've got a little bit of an indication as to where you think things are going. I mean, have you got a guess for anything that might be in the phone? Look, we can just, you know, if we're right, we're right. If we're wrong, we're whatever. But is there anything that you think they might be throwing in? I think they might do something with the selfie camera, Nick, you know?
Maybe, yeah, because some people still moan about the little notch, don't they?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's very hard to get around that. I really don't know. You know, I was thinking about it the other day. Like, I don't think I'll upgrade my phone when the new one comes out. Not yet, anyway. But then I say that, but Apple are the fucking masters of like making you feel like your one that was the current one is now an old piece of shit when the new one comes out. These guys are the masters of it. You know what I mean? When old Tim steps up and does the little presentation, you're like, shit, fucking hell, that new one is banging. My one is, you start looking at your one like it's just some fucking Nokia 3310 from back in the day.
Yeah, do you know what I love? I love the Android people that get triggered every year and they're like, oh my gosh, we had this 7 years ago.
It's like, yeah, but bruv, you're using an Android. You've got wonky emojis. Your emojis are all coming out all fucking looking mad. Like pixelated and shit.
Oh man, it's so funny. I love the fact that people get so annoyed, like, because they get annoyed at people's joy. Do you know what I mean? Oh my god, because I think Apple can present the best. I'm with you, Nick. When I watch the Apple showcase, I'm like, I want it all. Yeah. I want everything. Give it now. But what they forget is that Apple keep proving to us that it's not about being the first. It's about having it working well. That's all everyone cares about.
In general, that's a mantra to go by. It's not about being first, it's about being the best. People say that all the time.
Yeah.
It's the same in radio, because I work in radio, innit? There's no original ideas in radio. So it's not about being the first person to implement an idea, it's about being the first person to do it the best.
Exactly. And I think Apple, we know that Apple, 100%, they can sell sand to a camel, bruv. Yeah, they make you want their products, right? And because the thing is, like I just said, I am under no illusion that the best cameras are on Apple. I don't think they're on Apple devices. I don't think they have the hottest features first. But I tell you what, Nick, there's nothing better than something simple like AirDrop. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing better than just taking a picture and just AirDropping it to my computer, or a video or something like that if I'm doing an edit for YouTube. Or there's nothing better than just having, you know that little trick, Nick, if we're in the same room and I'm on the Wi-Fi already and you try and connect, because we're in the same vicinity of each other, it'll go, Marcus, do you want to give Nick the Wi-Fi password? Come on, bruv! Who else is doing it like that? No one!
So good.
Yeah. Fantastic! Copy. I can press copy on my laptop and paste it into my phone. Do you know you can do that? Wait,
bro, when I discovered that, fucking hell, mate. When I discovered that, I was like, this is giving me a fucking hard on, mate.
This is
like, what? I can copy something on my phone and paste that shit on my laptop. Are you drunk? This is. This is now, forget fucking hover cars.
Yeah.
And all. Now we're living in the future, mate. Yeah.
It's ecosystem, and again, Nick and I have said this loads of times before. It's just stuff that works together well, and that is why I am part of the Apple ecosystem. And don't get me wrong, in all interests of fair stuff, I do use Android products. I think if I'm honest, the best camera out there for still images, Pixel still kicks ass. But yeah, in terms, sick photo. I've taken photos and people have been like, what camera did you use? I'm like, oh, it's actually just a phone. It's a Pixel. But like, in terms of everyday use, you can't deny that Apple, since they changed the game with apps and everything like that, they've absolutely killed it, man. So we'll see. I mean, eventually, I suppose things change, innit? Like, we used to talk about Nokia like this and BlackBerry like this. So yeah, maybe things will change in 10 years' time. But right now, I can't see where they're going to struggle. Do you know what I mean? I can't see. But yeah, anyway, it's going to be happening soon, this Apple conference. Everyone can watch it. You just do it by going to the Apple website. It's the easiest way. And yeah, the announcement is coming soon. iPhone 13, bruv. That's not a lucky number, though, in America. So do you think they'll do something to dodge it?
iPhone 13 coming soon. Well, they might call it whatever the Roman numerals are for 13. X111, is it?
I think X111, yeah. Apparently, it's going to have a satellite mode for making calls without signal. That's one thing that people are talking about. So there are these devices you can actually plug into your phone at the moment that use satellites to make phone calls. You know, like when you watch bad boy drug dealers or high-end government officials using sat phones. There are actually devices you can plug in and use those. But they're saying the new iPhone would be able to make and send messages and calls without the traditional 5G or 4G tower.
Mate, I do not know why we're even wasting time talking about this and speculating, because they're gonna fucking do the presentation and me and you are gonna be sucked in the same way you're always sucked in. Like, even if it's like forget all the features that they might have, like just the way they present stuff. Like, even if the camera is just like 1 megapixel better than the camera that you've got on your phone now, the way that Tim steps up on stage and talks about the camera, you're like, oh my god, yeah. What?
Yeah.
What's this shit camera that I've got here? This fucking heap of junk. Like, you start treating your phone like, you know, like that, basically.
Rest your coffee on it. And you know Tim's going to be walking in feeling fresh because he's got that $750 million walk now, innit?
Yeah.
We're walking in, hey, I'm Tim Cook and I'm rich. Anyway, look, that's enough of the tech news for this week. I'm sure Nick and I will let you know how we feel about the new iPhone 13 when it drops. And make sure you support us on the Patreon so you can hear more of our timeless tech stories. We found some pretty... there's some more hacking going on over on Patreon episodes, and also some rough stuff happening as well, man. There's some serious uses of technology out there to help solve some crimes, which is pretty cool. Where can we find you on social media, Nicholas Brett?
Just Insta, the best way, as always. Just my name, Nick Bright.
There you go. I'm at Marcus Bronzy on all socials as well. Also TikTok. I'm out on the TikTok team. We'll get Nick on TikTok, guys. Don't worry. We will. Also, How to Kill an Hour is on all social medias as well. Plenty of ways to kill time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. Bless.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.